I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. A new gold standard is coming. Now, I know many don't believe it, especially here in the West, but I'm going to show you how it is happening, what they're doing about it in the East. And at the end of this podcast, you're going to see why what I'm saying, the United States and Europe cannot ignore it. This is why you're seeing so much chaos. It's why I think the wars are going on. I talk about this a lot, and why I believe something bigger, maybe false flag, is coming, because the United States is losing its hegemony. Because the fact is, a new gold standard is coming, and it's coming from the East. Now, I know a lot of talk is they're going to use a lot of commodities as well. But the fact is, it's going to be gold-backed, and that's a big part of it. Now, what are they going to be doing? The BRICS will use a gold standard. Now, this is going to be a 40%. Let me do this. This is going to be, the BRICS will use a gold standard. 40% of the currency value will be gold. The currency will use a unit and technology blockchain called Embridge, and I've done podcasts about that. It's basically a CBDC system, but it's pretty scary, because the next one down, the BIS has a role in it. And that's what I don't like about this, because you can see where the world is going. The BIS is playing both sides of the fence. They are the central bank of central banks. They're running the show. And now the Western hegemony, the United States and Europe's dominance, or what we would call the G7 group dominance, is failing. Our societies are breaking down. I believe that's probably why they have a lot of mass migration, to kind of break apart the cultures, the nationalism, and the societies of the West, to bring the world into a one world congruent order. And you have to go back and find the podcast I talked about where it got into the Embridge, because it is unbelievable. When you see where the BIS is going with this, eventually all the currencies go away and everybody goes through one central currency. And I know many think, oh, come on, this is conspiracy. They're doing it. They've laid out the white paper. You have to read the white papers. The United Nations is directly involved. So is the World Health Organization. And so is the World Economic Forum. Now, I'm on the side. I believe every nation should stay completely national and completely on their own. When you try to bring the world together with all the different ideologies and philosophies, who's going to be in control? You bet. The Luciferians, the evil, and the one world power. The gold standard that is coming is real. Now, the United States, many say the gold standard, but they're not going to have a choice. You see, the G7 problem is solved with gold and silver. They're going to have to, because they will need a storage of value to remain trustworthy. They're going to need to do it, because the fiat currencies that are running the world right now, especially the euro and the US dollar, mean nothing. We're printing it into the stratosphere and diluting the buying power. That's why we have what we all know as inflation, because they're printing too much currency, chasing too few goods. Wait until you see the inflation that's going to come and the trillions upon trillions they will be printing after this election. They will have no choice. We will probably have a substantial market correction after the election. All the data shows it, and then they will print trillions to get things going. And I contend a few years from now, probably the greatest bubble burst of all time and potentially a Great Depression. But the G7 has a problem, and the only way they're going to be able to compete to remain trustworthy with the 60% of the population that is moving towards the BRICS, they're going to have gold and silver in the backing. And right now, we just don't have that. So that's why I think the West is in a big panic. Now, the BRICS challenge to the U.S. dollar hegemony is a big factor here. And how they're going to do it, they're going to do it in a three-phase plan. They're going to adopt a gold standard. 40% of the currency is going to be gold. Then they're going to create a unified payment system with advanced technologies, and we've discussed Enbridge. Then they're going to promote central bank digital currencies. That's right. Central bank digital currencies is coming, whether we like it or not. Then this brings on the end of the dollar dependency. Once China depegs from the dollar, it is over. And this is the part that makes me more nervous than anything else, because a depegging of the dollar means that dollar is crashing. Let me make this a little bit bigger. I'm getting better at this. But the dollar dependency, when they end dollar dependency and the BRICS go into having their own currency, 60% of the nations in the world and the population are going into the BRICS. Even Saudi Arabia has fully committed to Enbridge and the BRICS, which means energy will no longer be using the US dollar. They're using their own currencies. They're not using the dollar anymore in many of these countries. And if you just study history and the fall of empires, when the loss of confidence of a currency goes down, that's a collapse of an empire. I'm not saying we're there yet. The problem is a major part of the world is tired of the United States, and they're going to do something about it. This is where BRICS come in. So to achieve financial independence from the Western systems, BRICS is developing its own payment system, strengthening digital currencies. They will get away from SWIFT. SWIFT is how we know, well, basically, we controlled SWIFT, the United States. It was how countries and banks would do purchases. So to do bank-to-bank transfers around the world, they used the SWIFT system. The United States controlled SWIFT. So if a country didn't do what we said, we always threatened to take them off of SWIFT. We will put sanctions on you, we said, right? Well, we're losing that authority and we're losing that power. So once the BRICS end the dependency of the dollar, that dollar is in deep trouble. Why you would want to have gold and silver, why I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call, take it seriously and be properly diversified. And don't go to the big gold companies, please. You can get twice as much silver and gold with Cornerstone than you can with these companies that are outrageously charging and getting you into gold and silver numismatic you just don't need to do. But the bottom line for them, and I noticed China's making this move, they want national approach to internationalism. Basically, they're taking on the role that the United States used to do. The United States basically dictated morality, if you can call that now, right? But they dictated this to the world. And the United States was controlling the direction of the world for quite some time. But China, I've seen them in speeches, make it very clear, they're ready. They want a new global order. And remember, Chinese, they're communists. So there's nothing good about a communist, period. I don't care what anybody says. There's not one thing good. That means 90% of us will be poor, 10% live on the hog, and we become slaves. So I just disagree. But the payment system is huge. The BRICS payment system is extremely real, being developed, and right at this moment is in a phase of creativity. Given the following realities, the BRICS and those that wish to trade with them must go on a gold standard in part or in whole. This is why I'm contending the West is going to have to comply. Why? It's all about supply chains and payment chains. The U.S. must rebuild supply chains to remain self-sufficient in certain commodities, or it must trade with the BRICS and the BRICS terms. Let's maybe do it this way. It must trade with the BRICS on the BRIC terms, and that means with gold in hand. If they don't rebuild the supply chain, we don't control the commodities. Our military doesn't even have the ability to build things without commodities that come from the East. Why? The BRICS, in turn, will build this payment system, build the payment chains, Enbridge, and value-added portions of the supply chain. It will replace the SWIFT system that the United States runs the world on right now. Either that or they must then remain independent on the U.S. And that means the U.S. dollar in the hand. And that's not what they're going to do. The alternative to ignoring these choices between economic self-sufficiency and a gold standard for continued international trade is isolation, misallocation, and real deep trouble. And so we won't have a choice. We want to maintain the ability to trade with these nations. They're not going to accept the dollar. We're going to have to come into their system, and we're going to have gold and silver to back that up. So the world is definitely moving towards a gold standard. Now, I understand it doesn't seem like it's happening. The gold price is still pretty low. It's only about $2,400. I contend it's going a lot higher. Wait till you see where silver goes, just because of supply and demand. But I do know that the Chinese are putting it to JP Morgan and others in the West, and they are taking physical possession of gold and silver and bringing it to the Shanghai and to the East. Now, many people think, well, you know, will the United States put up with this? Do you think they will? What are the United States going to do? We used to control the world. And now the world is basically telling us, take a hike. We have the power, people say, right? I mean, we're in control. We have the power. But do we? I want to show you this video first before I show you that last slide. Because if you think that the G7, which is basically United States, Europe, Japan, and such, if you think that we're still in charge, take a look at this video. See what I mean? Already right now, the BRICS are in charge. And here's the problem with the United States. Now, Europe is very much the same way, the LBMA, but take a look at this. Here's where the American COMEX exchange sits right now when it comes to silver. This is unbelievable. Look at this. Silver historical stock of eligible available silver. Look at that black line. It is completely gone, down to almost nothing. We in the United States do not have, we basically don't have the gold and we don't have the silver to compete into this system. So many will say, well, what's going to happen? Exactly. That dollar is going to lose tremendous value. We're going to lose prominence in the world stage, and that gold in price and silver price will go through the roof because they're going to use that to back up the new system. That's why there's this urgency to go into digital ID, digital currency, so they can regulate our behavior, slow down our consumption, and start dictating to us what we can and cannot do, right down to Sloppy Joe even trying to tell us, well, we shouldn't have gas stoves. I'm like, okay. And maybe we ought to kill off all the cows because they fart. All right. Really? Do you guys really believe that stuff? I mean, climate change is such a joke. Now, here's my take. Is climate change real? Yeah, sure. Obviously, it is. Just look at the Northwest. It's just burning down right now. But it's been going on for thousands of years. From Montana down to Texas, just thousands of years ago, it was a huge water region. It was all pure water. Iraq used to be a tropical paradise. We've had climate change since the beginning of time as humans walked. It's always been drying up and going backwards. And we think we are going to do something about it as humans? I highly doubt it. The gold standard is coming. It's coming because the East is going to demand it. And the East is in control because they control the population, the supply chain, and the routes. Unbelievable stuff. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.